In 2010, the Poole Innovation Centre opened its doors for the first time, offering innovative young businesses a space to grow. It was followed by the Tremoe Innovation Centre, but this week the first businesses moved in at the Truro Health and Wellbeing Innovation Centre on the Royal Cornwall Hospital site. Now, I've been speaking to manager Karen Murray and started by asking her what was planned on the site for 2013.
Right, we opened our doors officially in the middle of January, so we get some new clients on board, new tenants housed within the Innovation Centre. We've got various events planned. We've got our grand opening in March, but we're also hosting the Health and Wellbeing Conference, which is being jointly organised by Cornwall Council and the European Centre for Environment and Human Health. That's happening in February, and then in March we've got the High Tech Pathways event as well.
Okay, so people who might have got used to the Poole Innovation Centre and then the Tremoe Innovation Centre, what is going to be happening differently here?
A lot of it will be the same, because actually if you've got a fantastic business model, there's no point in changing it. And I think one of the beauties about the three innovation centres is that they're going to be run along exactly the same lines, the same level of business support, the same ethos, the same culture. The differences come out of the eclectic mix of the community that will be housed in the innovation centre, and also the building itself lends its own quirks, but the basic core part of the business will be run in exactly the same fashion.
Any sign-ups so far, interesting businesses, or are they under wraps still?
Slightly under wraps still, because we're waiting for the licenses to come through, but certainly a very eclectic mix of businesses, quite different to what most people perceive. We're applying the health and wellbeing criteria in its widest possible format.
So you're going to be neighbouring the Trillisk Hospital, the Royal Cornwall Hospital. What sort of work arrangement is there? What sort of things will the businesses be doing with the hospital?
It's a very useful partner for us to have that level of expertise on the doorstep. So it's quite nice to think that, you know, we could be supporting maybe some clinical research, some R&D or some innovative work that comes out of the hospital, being able to support them with their commercial aims as well. We will also be using our links with the college as well, who are also, again, almost on our doorstep, and also the universities and other business partners that we have at our connections.
Because that's been a model that's worked very well on the Tremoe site, having a neighbour with lots of skills and things that can be brought into play.
Very much so, and I think, you know, we all bring our own unique skills to the table, and combined we make a much stronger business proposition. So
and all in all, it's going to be a very exciting year for the Innovation Centre in Truro.
I think it will be a fabulous year for the Innovation Centre in Truro, but also the Innovation Centres in Poole and Tremoe are going to strength to strength, and I think, you know, as a triumvirate, we're very, very strong.